Menards is your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection at the lowest prices, ready to take home today. Plus, you can get free estimates fast using our landscape design programs in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on concrete landscaping blocks right now at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week in-store or on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your favorite Canadian, Rico, back at it again. You are tuned in to BFPN, Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network, home to 7 days a week of Buffalo Bills content, news, updates, analysis, you name it, we got it 7 days a week. So sit back, relax, turn up the volume. It's BFPN, Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network.
Going on, Bills Mafia. Bills fam, what's going on? About to play a big football game. Big football game against the Arizona Cardinals at 4:05 in Arizona. Welcome into the Overreaction Bills Podcast, brought to you by the Market Dominator on the Buffalo Fanatics Podcast Network. I am your host, the voice of the Overreaction Podcast, Bills Podcast, Joe Miller, and you can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. And let me just say welcome into the show. Welcome. It's good to have you. If you've never listened to me before, if you've never listened to the Overreaction Podcast, it's just great to have you. It's great to have you listening. However you found me, that is awesome. Whether you found me on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or just doing a Google search or just doing a search in iTunes looking for Bills content, welcome into the show. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you. And whether, as I always say, whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee, on the drive to work, or at the gym with your AirPods in, probably soon, not to be much longer if you live in New York State, because I'm sure they're going to shut all this stuff down once again come Monday or Tuesday. Welcome. It's good to have you. But we are talking about, and it's exciting to talk about, a 7-2 Buffalo Bills football team who are 4-0 in their division on a 3-game win streak with a hot air raid Josh Allen, who is on fire and has returned to what we would call beginning season form. So the first 4 games of the season, and a lot of us have attributed to it him being healthy. The left arm was bothering him. He had a brace on. Several quarterbacks who are now former quarterbacks who are now TV analyst guys on different shows for the NFL have come out and said that they've had to wear those braces in the past and they limit mobility specifically with your left arm, obviously, and trying to get it to certain points and angles, which is a lot of where some of your accuracy comes from. But Josh Allen was without that brace, and wouldn't you know it, lo and behold, Josh Allen was weeks 1 through 4, Josh Allen. And it was fun to watch. It was exciting to see. But they're going to Arizona to face a Cardinals team that is 5-3 and just lost to the future Hall of Famer that is Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins. Yes, I say that tongue-in-cheek because if you watch any highlight shows, you can pretty much... Him and Kyler Murray are basically the greatest quarterbacks that have ever breathed oxygen, if you've listened to any of the NFL media shows lately. But this is going to be a fun game. And I'm not really sure, as I look at this game, and we talk about a preview show, which is what this is, I'm not really sure what to make of the Cardinals, because the Cardinals seemed on paper, they appear to be a very good football team. They're 5-3. They lost to a surging Miami Dolphins team that got help from Shaq Lawson, former Buffalo Bills Shaq Lawson, defensive end, who scored a defensive touchdown for them. That game was 31-34. The Dolphins won by 3 points. And they got good, solid, mistake-free play from Tua. The Cardinals, on paper, look like a good football team. And the reality is their quarterback, Kyler Murray, is playing somewhat out of his mind. He's playing out of this world. He had 280 passing yards in that football game and 100 yards rushing, which is like stupid, like really, really stupid. Like, that's just, I don't know what you do. The thing about those types of numbers is they're not sustainable. Like, literally, a quarterback in the NFL cannot pass for 250 plus, 280 plus yards and rush for 100 yards per game and live to tell about it. The problem is it can absolutely get the Bills beat this week if he does it again. But this football game is interesting, and when I glance at it, when I look at it, it makes me a little bit nervous. And the reason that it makes me a little bit nervous is just because of our defense. I feel very strongly that playing against this Cardinals football team, that Josh Allen is going to have a good day. I've got faith and confidence in Daboll and the fact that the Bills at this point in time, I believe, are a multiple football team, which basically means that they can attack other teams, whether it's on the run or with the run, rather, or they can attack them as we saw this past weekend through the air. And I think the Bills will come out with some scripted plays, find out how the Cardinals want to play them, and then basically begin to attack them, because the Cardinals are not great against the run. They're not particularly great against the pass. Again, Tua had a near perfect game against them last weekend. So it puts the Bills in very much kind of a, well, let's see what you're going to do against us situation, which the Bills can do. I have said many times that I would prefer the Bills just pick a game plan, line up and punch the guy across the line of scrimmage in the face and dictate to them. This is a little bit of a different situation with the danger that is Kyler Murray on the opposing team's offense, because there's something to be said about this little kid that can scoot. Little kid, this little guy, well, I'm old, so he's a kid to me. This little guy, this dude that can scoot, and he can run and he can hurt you, but he can also hurt you with his arm. So they're going to have to, this isn't even a pick your poison game. They're going to have to contain Kyler Murray, the Bills defense is. They're going to have, we've seen this Bills defense return to form, or showing signs of returning to form. They have to make the Cards beat them with some other player not named Kyler Murray. Tre'Davious White is going to come in big in this football game, simply due to the fact that Trey is going to be covering Nuke, DeAndre Hopkins. Now, there was some news that came out on Saturday, and it's not great news. So if you have not been paying attention, if you're not on Twitter or social media, but the Buffalo Bills PR Twitter handle released a statement from the Bills on some roster moves on Saturday, that the Bills were informed this morning that cornerback Josh Norman has tested positive for COVID-19. Norman was placed on the injured reserve COVID-19 list and will not travel and play in Sunday's game against Arizona. Now, if you are not familiar as well, Norman had just basically gotten healthy from after retweaking his hamstring, so he was going to play this weekend. This is where it gets bad. Per NFL contact tracing protocols, three other players, tight end Tyler Kroft, cornerback Levi Wallace, and safety Dean Marlowe, have been defined to have been in close contact and have been also been placed on injured reserve COVID-19 list and will not travel to Sunday's game either. They're also not going to have the defensive assistant coach Leonard Johnson there with them. The Bills have elevated the following players for the practice squad for Sunday's game with the Cardinals: linebacker Darren Lee, who's a new acquisition, cornerback Darrell Worley, who's a new acquisition, wide receiver Jake Kumerow. I've never heard that name before, which is weird because I talk Buffalo Bills football 3 or 4 times a day. Just being honest. Safety Josh Thomas and cornerback Dane Jackson. So, as I was saying, the Bills defense is going to have to do something to contain. Now, I don't believe there's a situation where you're going to stop Kyler Murray. So you're going to shut him down. He's going to have 120 yards through the air, and he's going to rush for 35 yards. That's just probably not going to happen. So there's a picking of your poison as it pertains to inside of that game plan with Kyler, keeping him in the pocket, not letting him get away and gash you and hurt you. They're probably not going to get to him as a defensive line, so there's a great deal of control and patience that they're going to have to show. I guarantee you we're going to be spying Kyler Murray more than likely with Tremaine Edmonds, and they're going to have to find a way to contain him. Now, if the Bills can successfully contain Kyler, and also if Trey, hopefully by himself, can limit DeAndre Hopkins from being available or being open, it's going to bode well for the Bills. Regardless, there's a really good chance that what we're going to see between these two teams is going to be somewhat of a pseudo shootout. Again, we're going to see two teams, offenses that probably are going to put a lot of points on the board. That has been the MO this season in the NFL. Offenses are playing out of their mind, especially when they've got healthy players, and defenses are having a very, very difficult time stopping them, whether it's due to lack of preseason or no preseason, or due to the fact that there's no fans in the stands, or we don't know exactly what the reason is, but, you know, offenses are playing out of their minds. Now, if this is just a straight showdown, if it's just a straight showdown and a shootout and a one-punt game per team or a two-punt game per team, you know, my money is on the Buffalo Bills. My money is on Josh Allen and that offense, as well as the Bills' defense against Kyler Murray and his offense and their defense. Where it's going to get interesting and intriguing is going to come down to turnovers. You know, neither one of these teams are turnover happy teams. They don't turn over the ball a whole lot. Yes, we got four against Seattle, against primarily Russell Wilson last week in that football game. That would help. Do I think or believe the Bills can get four turnovers from Kyler? I don't think so. I can tell you this. It's very concerning the way he runs with the football. If there is a chance that the Bills players are in a hotel room in Arizona right now, which I know they are, and they're listening to podcasts. If you're listening to me, whether you're a defensive player, Jerry Hughes, or you know Jerry Hughes well and can run to his room, Kyler always holds the ball in his right hand. Always. He does not protect the ball. Always holds the ball in his right hand when he runs. And when he runs and when he kind of gets free and feels like there's nobody around him, he begins to swing the football down around his belt. It is not safe, and at some point in time, it's going to come back to bite him. At some point in time, defenses are going to key on it. They're going to realize that that's what he does, and it's going to become a little bit of a problem for him. No, it's not going to ruin his career. He's just going to have to adjust and fix it and concentrate on making that adjustment and fixing it. Otherwise, teams are going to expose him. So there's a chance. I mean, the Bills have the opportunity. Kyler could fumble the ball if the Bills have their eyes open and, you know, do the little peanut punch or punch the ball out or just conscious of where he's holding the football. Again, he always holds it in his right arm and he always swings it when he's loose down around his belt. So all that to say this, I've got the Buffalo Bills winning this football game, even with not talking about the Josh Norman being out, also Levi Wallace being out. I guess I should probably hit that real quick, which I will. I'm not going to go back. I don't know. Josh Norman's getting paid $6 million to basically not play football this year is what it seems like, which is, you know, it's not a problem. The Bills have been able to recover from that, and it's unfortunate. Josh has had some hamstring issues, and that's not anything that he can control. And now he's got COVID. It sucks. And Josh, we hope you get better. And we hope you get better soon, because we would love to have you for the playoffs. Levi is Levi, and obviously the depth at cornerback is not great. I would say this. I am extremely excited to see Dane Jackson get reps. I have seen enough of Dane Jackson at this point that I want to see more of Dane Jackson. So I'm not saying that he's going to go out there and he's going to be like amazing. I'm just telling you that he is a different style cornerback than it seems like all the other cornerbacks we have. Now, clearly, this is going to be a different ask for him. He has not been asked to play an entire football game like this one against this type of talent. I don't believe. I could be wrong. But I'm excited and interested to see more of him. So we're going to get that chance, I think. My guess is you'll also see some Worley tomorrow. It's going to depend on how he fits in or how the coaching staff feels he has adapted to or taken on, you know, the way that we're calling plays versus, you know, the defense that's being called here versus the defense that was being called when he was with Sean McDermott in Carolina. And we're also going to see Saron Neal a lot because there's still a question mark as to whether or not Micah Hyde is going to play. I believe he traveled. There is no information yet as to whether or not he played. I think he was limited once again in practice on Saturday. So, but I got the Buffalo Bills in this football game. The Bills are just, they were averaging 28 points a game in the first four games of the season. I don't know what they were averaging the second four games of the season in the second quarter. They obviously scored 44 points against the Seahawks. I look for this game to be another one of them, probably 38 points. So what is that? That gives us five touchdowns. Josh Allen's probably going to throw for three, run for one. Somebody else might run for a touchdown, whether it's Isaiah McKenzie or it could be, Zach Moss, who's been coming on. But I've got the Bills with 38 points in this football game. And you know what? I'm going to take the Cardinals probably right there with them at about 35 or 34. Right. So it's going to be a tight game. It's going to be, in my opinion, a high scoring game. But give me the Buffalo Bills. I just believe right now they are the better football team than the Cardinals. So let's do this. Let's go, as we always have, let's go around the league because, frankly, I enjoy it, and I enjoy picking the games, and I enjoy being wrong because a lot of times I am. So cue the music. Let's roll. First game, we got the Texans at the Browns. Go ahead and give me the Browns in that football game. How about that? I'm picking the Browns to win a football game. The Washington football team versus the Lions in Detroit. Give me the Lions in that football game. Even though it seems like every time I've gone against and picked away from Washington, they've surprised me, I'm still taking the Lions in this football game. Buccaneers at Panthers. I believe that game against the Saints was probably a little bit of a fluke, and I believe that Tom Brady will have them recharged. Give me the Buccaneers over the Panthers. Eagles at the Giants. Neither one of these teams could win. I might actually pick a tie in this football game. Can I pick a tie? Give me the Eagles over the Giants. There's nothing about that Giants football team that makes me excited or, confident in anything that they can do, especially with Saquon still out. Jaguars at the Packers. Give me a break. Give me the Packers. Bills at Cardinals. I already gave you my selection. That was the Buffalo Bills over the Cardinals. Chargers at the Dolphins. I went out on a limb, I think around Wednesday, and picked the Chargers to beat the Dolphins in Miami. I think Herbert is going to have himself a game, and he's going to get over the slump. And they've had a lot of close games that they've lost, like within one possession. I think all of their losses have been within one possession, within 5 points. Give me the Chargers over the Dolphins as a surprise in that football game. Broncos at the Raiders. Give me the Raiders. Seahawks at the Rams. I'm going to take the Seahawks bouncing back against the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Bengals at the Steelers. Wouldn't it be amazing to see the Bengals do the exact same thing to the Titans, or should I say the same thing to the Steelers that they did to the Titans? However, I'm just not so sure that the Bengals have the horses to do it, although the Steelers are probably, as some have said, I agree with, the worst 8-0 team probably in the history of the NFL. I'm still going to take the Steelers over a much worse Bengals football team. 49ers at the Saints. Give me the Saints. Ravens at the Patriots. Give me the Patriots. And your Monday night contest, Vikings at the Bears. Go ahead and give me the Vikings. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Do not turn me off yet. This is what's going on. So there are two special. For those of you that don't know, I am also the host of the Hump Day Hotline with my man at J. Spence the King. And we have two extra special programs for you coming up this week. So you will find myself and J. Spence at 3 o'clock on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter on the Buffalo Fanatics Multicast Network. Live, doing a pregame show from 3 o'clock Sunday pregame to right up to the game time, right up to 4 o'clock. So please tune in on YouTube. Chat with us. You can be a part of the conversation. You can ask us questions. You can make comments. You can make fun of us. We'll make fun of you back. All that good stuff. And then in its normal slot, in its normal spot on Wednesday, the Hump Day Hotline, 9 o'clock on Wednesday, November 18th, J. Spence and I are going to have two incredible special guests for the bye week. We are going to have Joe Marino from the Locked On podcast, Locked On Bills podcast, and we're going to have Mr. Exclusive himself, Bruce Nolan from Buffalo Rumbling. So please mark your calendars. Actually, depending on when you're listening to this program, cue it up. Get ready to jump over to YouTube and jump in with me and Jay Spence at 3 o'clock on YouTube. But as always, it's a pleasure. It's just an honor and a privilege. I love my Buffalo Bills. I love my Bills family. I love Bills Mafia. I am you. You are me. We are all one the same. We are in this together, and it's just a lot of fun 2020 has been an awful year, but it's been a great year to be a Bills fan. So hopefully we'll catch you on the other side. Be looking out for my show, which is going to drop around 9 o'clock on Sunday night, the Overreaction Bills podcast, the post-game version. And then it will be hot and ready for you Monday for the drive to work. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you guys soon. Go Bills.
Hello, this is real estate broker John Spaschak with Keller Williams, better known as the Market Dominator. You know, today's real estate market is as hot as it has ever been. So if you are looking to sell your home, chances are it will sell fast. But the real question is, will you be able to sell it for the right price? Folks, I have just developed some very unique marketing strategies with the effective use of AI, artificial intelligence, that help bring the highest paying buyers to the table so that you don't leave any cash behind. You can reach me at 716-570-3298. And if you are on the buying side, you will likely find yourself in multiple offer situations. You will need unique strategies in order to win in this highly competitive market. I have developed some strategies that are out of the box. I can't share them all with you on this ad, but if you call me at 716-570-3298 or shoot me an email at yourelitebroker@gmail.com or hit me up at Twitter at yourelitebroker, I can give you everything you need to win in this market, just as our Buffalo Bills are going to do it starting next week. Go Bills!
My Wrangler jeans from Walmart are legit my favorite go-to pants. They got that slim cut that's always fresh for going out.
Hey, what's up?
They're durable enough, even for my shift.
Water wrap.
And stretchy enough for when I want to kick back and chill with the movie. So basically, they can do it all, and on my budget. I mean, come on. You really can't beat all that. Shop your Wrangler pants at Walmart.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today and get free welcome coins you can spin for a chance at cash prizes. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store or online today. Ashley, for the love of home.